Dictation for Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, Stucky, S-T-U-C-K-E-Y, May 9, 73, address as a letter to Dr. Christopher Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Murray, consultation Mr. Stucky, abnormal kidney function, has a history, clear cell renal cancer, status post cryoablation, he was admitted and treated for a stroke. Back in June 2024. Weight and appetite has been stable, denies vomiting dysphagia, no abdominal discomfort or back tenderness, no diarrhea bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no incontinence or nocturia, presently no gross edema. The stroke affected his left side of the body. He happens to be a left-handed person. He did some physical therapy. Does not require any cane or walker. Denies any recent fall. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies dyspnea, cough, sputum production, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, skin rash, bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, the past medical history, hypertension for many years, clear cell renal cancer, status post cryoablation. The stroke in June 2024. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He denies seizures. He's not aware of heart abnormalities. No gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, no gout. Next paragraph. Surgeries include appendix and cryoablation procedure of the right kidney. Next paragraph, deny smoking alcohol present or past. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include Norvasc, Metoprolol, Lipitor, vitamin B12D, aspirin, magnesium, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, father was on dialysis many years back. Next paragraph, on physical exam, he's 166 pounds, 72 inches tall. Blood pressure was 120 over 80 on the right, 122 over 80 on the left. No respiratory distress. Has bilateral cataracts, symmetrical pupils dilated, reactive to light, some problems with speech, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruises, no local lateral wheezes, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable libre spleen masses ascites, no major edema. He has neurological deficits on the left side. he was able to get in and out of the stretcher without any help. Next paragraph. Last chemistries was from December. Baseline creatinine has progressively risen over time. 2021, 1.3, 1.6, 1.5, 1.4. June 24, between 1.3 and 1.6. October 1.6, December 1.7. A normal sodium, potassium acid base. If that will be a steady state, GFR 48, stage 3. A normal calcium, glucose. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. I repeat chemistries. Urine shows trace of blood and protein. No bacteria, 10 to 20 white blood cells. Protein creatinine ratio normal, less than 0.2. PTH upper normal. Repeat creatinine 1.69. GFR 49. This is a steady state. Phosphorus, calcium, albumin, electrolyte acid base normal, and no anemia. The last echocardiogram available was November 23, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, minor other abnormalities, for the most part normal. A two-week event monitor, January 2024. Normal sinus reading, no arrhythmia. The most recent MRI of the abdomen is September 24. Liver considered normal. Normal spleen. Post cryoablation, right-sided interpolar renal mass posteriorly without enhancement, without kidney obstruction, there are benign cysts on the left-sided. Cryoablation was in June. Next paragraph. The stroke was actually 23, 24. MRI on November 23. There were extensive abnormalities. probably related to hypertensive microangiopathy. All and new changes, the old changes with microhemorrhage, multiple areas on the right cerebellum, palms, bilateral cerebral hemispheres. The new findings at that time affecting cerebellar peduncles, bilateral, left pons, right internal capsule, posterior limb, right putamen, left parietal lobe, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, appears stabilizing on a stage 3, probably related to a combination of hypertension and prior right-sided cryoablation procedure. There is no evidence of uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. I did not change any medications. Present electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus is normal. PTH is not elevated. He has no anemia. So at this time, there is no indication for renal biopsy. Urine is, for the most part, minimal changes or close to normal. We will monitor chemistries over time. Continue cholesterol management, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months, end of dictation.